You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're going to get right back to it because I want to talk to one of my oldest friends, and we're going to talk to Andrew Morton. Andrew Morton is more than a do-gooder. He helps people do good, so he not only does it himself, he facilitates it. He's a partner at Handler Thayer in Chicago and in Washington, D.C., and I know he's got some new stuff happening here in the MIA 305. So, Andrew, welcome back.
Good talking again, Jim. It's been a while.
Hey, yeah, I know. Now, first of all, how you feeling? I know you've been fighting a cold there.
You can't beat it this time of year, right?
No, I've had mine for 6 weeks.
If we all stayed healthy.
Yeah, I've had mine for 6 weeks, but I got all this stuff that's making me feel good and giving me all this energy. It's really amazing. You know, we talked about it last week. But anyway, so Andrew, so let's start off with what you do. You're an entertainment and sports lawyer. You help people. I promoted it as building their brand, but you help people present the best face possible and avoid the pitfalls of being out in the public eye. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's more than building the brand. I mean, it's to make it more specific, it's building the philanthropy brand. So, you know, the idea is that, you know, we happen to live in a world where folks seem to care what famous people are wearing and what they're eating and who they're marrying and who they're divorcing and who they're cheating on and God knows what else seems to be of interest when you get into the celebrity world. And what we're trying to do is sort of take that reality and hopefully people will care what causes these celebrities are giving to. So, you know, celebrities have this unique role in our society and the ability to draw attention in a way that, you know, it's a frustrating situation that, you know, somebody who's doing good may not get the same attention as somebody who's famous who's doing good. But like I said, that's the world in which we live, so we're taking advantage of it and trying to, as I like to say, you know, leverage that celebrity into philanthropy and use that platform, that voice that these folks have to inspire others to give and inspire others to volunteer. And while they're in the midst of being inspired, want to make sure that these organizations are fully compliant and, you know, run in a way that maximizes the good that they're doing and doesn't wind up, you know, with the unintentional benefit of intending to do good, but doing it in a way that fails to hit the marks when it comes to, you know, reporting obligations and compliance responsibilities and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's all about not only doing good and inspiring others to do good, but doing it in a way that is, you know, in line with legal responsibilities and best practices.
Yeah, you know, it's really important because you only hear about the bad stuff, and it's really hard to get out over the noise with anything good because all they want to do is promote controversy and negative energy. And, you know, I got to just tell you, I know that you and your clients are really more about promoting good and positive energy, and it's tough to rise above the fray and all the flack that's out there. So I know you've teamed up with a couple of universities to help promote your concepts. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of university-based programs that are that have really, you know, taken this up a level. You know, one is a sports philanthropy program at George Washington University that's specifically for you know, folks who are connected to professional teams and high-profile athletes and helping manage their philanthropy, you know, from sort of a programming fundraising standpoint. You know, my job is to handle the legal and to advise on, you know, how to get the other experts on the team, like a nonprofit expert accountant and you know, the right event managers and development folks and program folks. So it's those sort of day-to-day people who have enrolled in this program at GW. I think it's been around for about 3 or 4 years now. And is helping teach them, you know, what are the most effective ways to be philanthropists within specifically the sports space. So that's, you know, the sports certificate program at George Washington University. You know, a more you know, interesting one, perhaps, given, you know, where your microphone is located, is a program at the University of Miami School of Business. It's an executive MBA program for artists and athletes that sort of designed around the schedule of professional athletes and other high-profile folks. It sort of has condensed an executive MBA program into a series of recurring 2-week, basically around-the-clock sessions for over a 2-year period, where you know they ultimately earn an executive MBA from the University of Miami, and you know not only are they involved in sort of helping these folks understand business principles and earning that MBA, but they've also prioritized the notion of philanthropy and making sure that you know, not only are they involved in business on a compliant level, but same with their philanthropy and encouraging them, you know, to get involved, you know, in that side. And again, it's all about being effective. It's all about doing the right things the right way, whether it's earning a profit or trying to have a philanthropic impact.
You know, it's really important to do all that stuff. And, you know, if they ever need anybody to talk to them about, you know, what some of the pitfalls are or anything else, you know, I'm here to help and I'm happy to contribute to you and the team. I just want to help the world be a better place. And I know that you've got a great conduit for doing that. So if I can ever help, please let me know. Now, Andrew, everybody always wants to hear a story. So you got a good story we can tell them about somebody doing some good? Let's get that out there.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of working with some really interesting folks. Lately, we have actually this weekend is another Florida hook for you that
you know I like that softball thrown over the plate. I'll hit it out of the park for you, man.
We recently launched a foundation for Caitlyn Jenner, who is just I've gotten the privilege of knowing recently, and it's just an unbelievably sincere and kind, dedicated, self-deprecating person, which is always important to me.
Oh, yeah, for like sure. Self-deprecation is right there for you, man.
But Caitlin formed this, you know, we formed this foundation right before the end of the year. Kate, as a way to jumpstart the foundation, donated her Porsche GT3 to the foundation, which is being auctioned off on, I think it's called Amelia Island at an auction.
Oh, that's awesome. That's like up in Jacksonville.
It's estimated to go for anywhere from like $200,000 to $250,000. That's, you know, again, is now wholly dedicated to support the philanthropy of the foundation. I have to say it's, you know, I'm often asked, you know, how important is it that one of these celebrity folks gives to their own cause? And, you know, it's an interesting question. And, you know, my own view is that, you know, people should give value, not necessarily dollars. So, you know, I reserve judgment on, you know, the folks who believe that it's their place to use their platform, their fame, to inspire others to give. I don't think that I don't think that philanthropy becomes valid only after you write your own check. You know, Bono has generated hundreds of millions of dollars to support, you know, AIDS and other causes, and by many accounts has not given anything of his own money. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. I think it's easy to give money, Andrew. It's easy to give money.
Exactly.
It's harder to give inspiration.
Yeah, and you know, and by the same token, in this case, it's just it's really. It's just amazing to have seen Kate, you know, sort of say, yeah, I've got this car. I don't drive it all that much. It could do a heck of a lot more good in the philanthropy space than it's doing sitting in my garage. So sign the title over to the foundation. And like I said, we'll have, you know, in all likelihood, about $250,000 over the next few days that's going to be dedicated to her philanthropic goals.
Fabulous exposure too for those people and the goals, and it's really, really cool. Now, I know you work with some other folks. Tell me some stuff that might have impact, well, let's say, with some children.
My favorite, you know, client when it comes to just real immediate impact with kids, you know, I'm now about 3 or 4 years into working with you know, a guy you might have heard of named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's just an unbelievably dedicated philanthropist. You know, Kareem has sort of chosen as his pet cause STEM education. You know, the old science, technology, education, math, engineering, math, excuse me. And you know, what Kareem has been doing is sort of leveraging his appearances around his book tour and you know some other opportunities he's had to speak, and rather than take the money personally, dedicate it to his organization, which is called the aptly named Skyhook Foundation.
Well, listen, if he ever wants to come on and talk about that, we're happy to give him the platform. All he has to do is drop your name, and maybe we'll let him on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how it works. Kareem drops my name.
Well, he would on this show, bud.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, what Kareem has done is, you know, we partnered with the Los Angeles Unified School District and took an outdoor education program that LAUSD had been operating, and as budgets have been slashed, this camp that was out in Angeles National Forest as an outdoor ed facility for inner city students to go and visit was down to about 14, 16 weeks a year of programming, and, you know, lawyers don't do math in public, but what, 38 or so weeks of being dark because they didn't have the funding, which was tragic. So, you know, Skyhook Foundation partnered with LAUSD. We sort of tailored the curriculum during the week around STEM education. So we now have this STEM-based model where kids are going out into the woods and taking water samples and measuring plant growth and, you know, getting down and dirty with, you know, with actually becoming involved in the environment. And we've rebranded the camp, now Camp Skyhook. And the funds that are being raised through Skyhook Foundation are going to expand the weeks that we're able to send kids out to this outdoor education facility, which is just remarkable. So we've gone from 14, 16 weeks to about double that, and still trying to get to full utilization. If we can, you know, continue to raise funds, then, you know, hopefully we'll get to the point where kids are year-round, you know, using this incredible facility and this great curriculum, even in the face of budget cuts, you know, for the public school system.
Andrew, if you could hold on, I got to take a quick break. I got too interested and I ran past my break, so stick with me. We're going to do a short break, and then can you stay for one more short segment?
You got it.
Oh, you're the man. Andrew Morton, the philanthropy guy that helps advise the stars in both screen and stage and sports on how to do the right thing and inspire others to do so. So stick with us. We're going to have some more great inspirational stuff from our friend Andrew in just a second. Wanda, hit me.